ABC Radio Australia.
Out to the world of sport now. After signing a memorandum of understanding with China back in May, the Fiji Rugby Union have signed a second MOU, this time with Qatar. The three-year deal involves what's described as a comprehensive partnership covering player exchanges, coaching programs, joint training camps, and commercial opportunities for both countries. The latest member to join Fiji's rugby's board is Leilani Burns. She will be at the heart of driving the commercial aspect of the agreement, in a new role now as Director of Rugby. The former Fijiana captain has had a long-standing ambition to be involved in rugby governance in Fiji, and when the opportunity came her way to join the board, she says she was well prepared.
I guess in terms of my appointment, it's been a bit of a vested interest by both parties. I've always been of the opinion that I would like to step up into the board and to be able to give back to the sport I love. So I had actually been engaged in a couple of different programs, the World Rugby Capgemini Women in Leadership and Governance. So I've been doing that for the past 2 years, and that program really is to be able to provide women that are involved in rugby the opportunity and the skills and the experience to be ready to step into those board positions. And there was also another program that I've been doing, the Oceania Rugby Rice Program, which is a similar program to ensure that women are well equipped and ready to step up into board roles, which I finished earlier this year. So that's what I've been planning to do for a while. And I know that there was a position that was available on the board, and there was discussions with me to see if I was interested, and that my name was put forward and nominated by Nandi Rugby Union, and then second also through by the Asawa Rugby Union as well.
There's been, I think it's fair to say, a sea change in terms of the way rugby is being run in Fiji now as compared to what it was, say, a couple of years ago. So it would seem to me that you're joining the board at the right time, because I assume you have your objectives and your chances of succeeding with those objectives are perhaps higher than they would have been in the past.
From what I can see, we are all working towards the same goal, and that is really to be able to give it back to the sport that we love and to be able to take this sport and strategically move it towards the future. So in terms of what I'm wanting to achieve over the next 12 months, for instance, you know, there's a lot of support. We're very much working together to be able to bring forth positive change. So indeed, a timely appointment for me.
As far as the future development of women's rugby, how would you like to see things progress?
Women's rugby is vital, and my fellow director, Mrs. Kathy Wong, leads the women's program, and she does it superbly. But my role really covers a wider scope, so together we make sure that every player, whether it's a girl or a boy, does have an equal chance to be able to shine. But for me as the director of rugby, I oversee all pathways. So what that means is making sure that Fijian rugby, for men and the women, from village level right through to the national team, has got those clear structures in place, including strong coaching and safe competitions, so that we can support both our men and our women in terms of player development every single step of the way.
Now, I understand that confirmation of Tier 1 status for Fiji rugby is imminent, and I'm sure you will be aware that I think the media over there in Fiji have already decided it's been granted, but I understand it's not quite official yet, but we're not far away. When it comes, what is the significance of Tier 1 status for women's rugby? Will they benefit from it as much as the men?
I think the whole union and the game will benefit, Richard, you know, because when you're looking at Tier 1 status, what does that bring? It brings about tougher test matches. It brings about opportunities for both the men and the women to be able to play. It also brings about bigger audiences. And what does that mean? It also looks at more revenue. So in terms of the Tier 1 status in my role, it's really about working together with the board to make sure that we invest that revenue back into coaching, medical cover, and grassroots. So the whole system, not just the men's game, but the women's game also lifts. And this is also included right through from the grassroots level right up to our national teams.
How do you think it will impact on the spread of international players who can represent Fiji? At the moment, of course, significant numbers, particularly in the men's team, tend to be based overseas. Do you see that situation changing?
Well, you know, when you're actually looking at the development within the country itself, you know, we are seeing a massive growth of our players coming through from a grassroots system. And when you have a look, for instance, at our Fijian drill side coming through from grassroots provincial competitions like the Skipper Cup or the Marama Championships, over 70% of our players that represent the country in the Fijian drill are from that grassroots level. And then this then equates into stepping up into the national team. And you can see that there's definitely been a growth of the number of locally based players that are out there representing the country as well. So I think over time, look, we'll just need to keep on tabs and see how everyone is tracking right across the board to be able to make the decision on who deserves the opportunity to be able to don that white jersey and represent the country with pride.
And tell me, with the Women's World Cup less than 3 weeks away now, what are you expecting from Fijiana? They're in a pretty tough group with Canada currently rated number two in the world, Scotland and Wales both in the top 10.
Well, you know, I know that the team has been working really hard, and watching the women's game, it is definitely going from strength to strength. But for me, really, the bigger picture is about making sure that the national team, whether it's the men's or the women's team, sends a powerful message to our young players across the islands that the world stage is not just a dream. It's a real and achievable goal. And for me, it's really about our people and our young people being able to look at these national players like our women heading out and representing the country in the Rugby World Cup, because that really does have a deep impact on our communities. And when our people across Fiji sees these amazing athletes, both our men and women, competing out there with pride on the international stage, what it does is it sparks belief, not just in rugby, but what's possible in life. And it really shows that the talent from our villages can really shine globally with the right support and the right structures, so that anyone really has the opportunity to be able to rise.
And that's Leilani Burns, former captain of Fijiana, and now a member of the board and director of rugby for the Fiji Rugby Union. And she was talking to Richard Hewitt.